Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the Cellorep Industries Limited earnings call for the second half of year for financial year 2026. We are joined today by the senior members of the management team, including Mr. Saurabh Poddar, MD and Chairman, and Ms. Srishti Gandhi, CS. As a reminder, all the participants' line will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask the questions after the management remarks. Note that this meeting is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference to Ms. Poddar, who will walk you through the detailed financial results for the period. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon. Thank you, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our H2 FY26 and full year FY26 earnings calls. For H2 FY26, on a consolidated basis, the company reported revenue of 114.23 crore, EBITDA of 13.66 crore, delivered a margin of 11.87%, while PAT was 4.33 crore, reflecting a margin of 3.79%. For the full year FY26, on a consolidated basis, revenue from operation stood at 200.82 crore, EBITDA came in at 26.2 crore at a margin of 12.96%. Profit after tax was 10.13 crore with a PAT margin of 5.04%. Earning per share for the full year stood at 7.37 rupees. Now let me take you through the operational highlight for the second half of the year. H2 FY26 witnessed a strong revenue growth for Cellorep Industries, driven by healthy demand from automotive OEMs. However, profitability remained impacted due to geopolitical disruption, sharp forex depreciation, rising polymer and import-linked raw material costs. Implementation of new labor regulation and industry-wide manpower shortages. The U.S.-Israel conflict disrupted global supply chains and increased energy and freight costs, while rupee depreciation further elevated input costs. Additionally, labor code implementation and productivity challenges across contractual workforce create a near-term operational pressure. In response, we initiate a multiple corrective measures, including price pass-through with OEMs, investment in automation to reduce labor dependency, strategic hiring of skilled manpower, and operational cost optimization across procurement, logistics, and overhead. As we enter FY27, we remain confident, supported by strong OEM relationship and a diversified product portfolio across automotive and non-automotive segments, and favorable localization opportunities in the Indian auto component industry. While macro uncertainties may continue in the near term, our focus remain an operational efficiency margin improvement and sustainable long-term growth. I will now request the moderator to open the lines for questions. We will do our best to address each question thoughtfully and with complete transparency. Thank you.
Insightful introduction about the company. We will now move on to the Q&A session. Participants who wish to ask a question are kindly requested to raise their hand or type the question in the Q&A. To ensure we accommodate as many queries as possible, we request each participant to limit themselves to three or four questions at a time before joining if needed. Question from Vishal Kambal. Hello, Vishal, you are allowed to talk now.
Cannot hear Vishad.
participants are requested to raise their hand for asking the questions. Sir, we have received a question in the Q&A box. So you mentioned commercial pricing pass-through with OEMs. So how much of the input cost increase has actually been recovered, and what's the typical lag between the cost escalation and the OEM price revision?
Okay, so we have currently only initiated the requirement for the price recovery and increment. So generally, it takes 3 to 6 months time, depending on each and every customer for this recovery. And on percentage, it is very difficult for us to say how much they will pass through. It will dip. They are also taking their budgets and will inform us accordingly. So I believe by end of this quarter only, we will have some direction from the customer that how much they are going to pass through.
So the next question is, sir, so you serve both EV players and traditional ICE OEMs. So what's the current EV revenue mix, and how do you see this evolving as India's EV penetration grows?
So we are supplying to both EV and ICE and other kind of vehicles also. So EV revenue mix, we currently don't have ready. Trishti can get back to you on that after the call. And as the EV penetration go, definitely our EV penetration will also grow since we are no we have no issue, no risk of business because of EV or ICE, because our products go in all kind of vehicle models, engine, whatever variety of engine is there.
Okay, so the next question from Chirag sir is that you cited that the US-Israel-Iran conflict and Strait of Hormuz disruptions. Are these supply chain issues now fully resolved, or do you still carry elevated inventory as a buffer?
No, it's not fully resolved, as you all are aware that it's still going on. So we still have elevated inventory and buffer in our system.
Okay, so the current order book stands at 275 crore plus. So what is the execution timeline? Is this 12 months or 18 months? How much is this from new customer versus existing OEMs?
So execution timeline of this should be between 24 months for this all order to be executed. And these are with new customers and existing OEMs, both, mix of both.
The next question is from Mr. Vishad Kabra. Vishad sir, you are allowed to talk now.
I think his voice is not coming.
Yes, sir. Vishad sir, you can type the question in the Q&A box as well. I request all the participants who wants to ask question may type their question in the Q&A box or raise their hand for asking the questions.
I think you missed one question in between. The TPS has declined some.
Yes, sir. So the current EPS has declined from 22.6% to 7. Or to 7.37. So with that share capital increasing, what was the use of the current proceeds?
So there was a SME listing done, so we had increased the share capital and the proceeds were used for working capital and some expansion of machineries.
The next question is, so the what is the new Cellora internal revenue target for FY30, and what is the roadmap? Organic growth, new product lines, acquisitions.
So we intend to beat the industrial growth till 2030, and we have a robust roadmap for that, and we should be growing at a 20% CAGR possibly. And it's most of the thing is organic growth and some new products to be introduced in the similar manufacturing uses of machineries. And acquisition is not currently in our thing, but we are, as and when something will come, we'll inform for execution, acquisition.
Okay. The next question is from Mr. Vishad Kabra. So, sir, during the quarter, revenue has increased from 4,632 lakhs to 6,791 lakhs on QOQ basis. So, however, EBITDA margins have declined from approximately 14.4% to nearly 10%, leading to a decline in profitability. So, could you help us understand the key drivers behind this margin compression, particularly the impact of raw material cost, pricing, or any change in the product mix?
It's mainly because of impact of raw material costs, pricing, and labor increase cost, and which we had shortages of labors and could not produce what we wanted to achieve in last 15-20 days. It's a mix of that only. It's not due to product mix currently.
Okay. So the next question is, sir, out of the 102,240 lakhs allocated for CapEx from IPO proceeds, none has been utilized so far, and the funds are currently parked in fixed deposits. Could you provide an update on the CapEx timeline, expected commissioning, and how this investment will contribute to revenue growth and margins going forward?
Okay, so we are already currently in the process of ordering some machines and other things which is required to enhance the capacity for the order book we have. So this utilization should happen in another 6 to 7 months because we have already placed some orders for the machinery.
Okay, so can you give us the specific quantifiable targets like EBITDA margin target for FY27 or automation CapEx plan?
So automation and CapEx is already planned for around 12, 15 crore in 6 to 8 months, on account of machinery and automation. And we should definitely improve on the EBITDA margin to some basis point once the things are normalized because of this Israel war and other cost issue, if it comes down. So we should be able to maintain and be there between anywhere between 13 to 15% of EBITDA.
So, sir, the next question is, sir, how are you thinking of tackling the material cost?
So tackling the material cost, we are trying to resource also some material from other suppliers or other countries which are easy to handle, or where trying to reduce the risk of dollar fluctuation, converting into, like, if we have in China, getting material in Chinese yuan and other currencies, if possible, like yen from Japan. And to tackle the material costs, the other only way is to get some compensation and price increase from our customer. And then material costs, we are trying to improvise on the productivity of the company and reduce the material wastage to a further level down.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah, so the next question is, you have 37 injection molding machines across three plants. So how many are currently idle and what's the investment needed to reach 90% utilization?
So currently, machines are not idle in any of the plant. Some of the plants are already 90%, machines are already 90% utilized, and that's also a reason why we have ordered some machines where there are issue, and other machines which are not 90% but are on the range of 60 to 75%, the business are going to maybe not start SOP in another 7 to 8 months or 6 months. There is a full project timelines whenever they are going to start. So to fill this 37, we don't need much of the investment, but for definitely adding capacity, we are investing more machines, and we are investing in automation so that our process and production improvement comes and cycle time comes down also. So that is where automation we are investing.
Okay, the next question is, how much is export and domestic revenue? Can you give us a percentage?
23% is export and 77% is domestic.
I request the participants to raise their hand for asking the questions or type the questions in the Q&A box. So the next question is from Mr. Deepankar. So what kind of revenue growth we can expect in FY27 given the volatility in the macro environment?
So nobody can guarantee what is going to be the situation, but the demand as of now in 2 months looks quite strong with what you must have seen the auto sales in the 2 months. Definitely we are hopeful that everything ends well and there is no more volatility or slowdown of the demand. So we expect in this financial year to at least minimum we should grow by 10%, if not 20%. Only due it will happen only if there is this issue of global geopolitical is not resolved. Otherwise, we are well on track.
Okay. So the next question is, discontinuing operation showed a loss of 27.28 lakhs in H2 FY26 versus 8.85 lakhs in H2 FY25. So what business is being wound down and when will this fully close?
I will have to check this and then get back to you. I don't, I'm unable to remember this loss because of closure. So we'll get back to you on this.
Okay, so the next question is, the Ranipat plant contributes nearly 50% of revenue. So is there any concentration risk if the plant faces disruption? So what's your business continuity plan?
So on the risk of business continuity plant, if there is any disruption on that plant, then since all our other plants are similar manufacturing capabilities, we would transfer some of the business there and maybe outsource some of the production to nearby units and other thing to maintain the business continuity for us and for our customers.
I request the participants to raise their hand for asking the question or type it in the Q&A box. So the next question is, with the potential US tariffs disrupting the global auto supply chains, do you see any indirect risk to your export OEM customers like Nissan, Renault, reducing their Indian sourced volumes?
So in fact, these customers are increasingly sourcing more from India as they also want to de-risk their sourcing from one or two countries which were heavily dependent by them. So this I don't see much indirect risk for this company since our exports to these companies are non-US. They are mostly in Europe and Asia region. The only indirect risk may be if their demand comes down in US and they are exporting from any of their European or Asian plant, then it may affect. But I don't see that much because these companies want to source more and more from India.
Okay, so the next question is, the capacity utilization is reported at 77% average. So was H2 FY26 utilization higher or lower than this average given the revenue jump? So what's the theoretical capacity in revenue term?
So capacity utilization has been more or less in the same category, 77 to 80%. Now the average, the theoretical capacity in the revenue terms, we can move up to 260 or 270 without any issue.
So the next question is, which are the other major automobile brands you expect to add in your client portfolio?
So we are working really hard on two, three more customers which are not in our bucket, and it takes a long 2, 3 years, 4 years to get into them. So there could be VinFast, JSW, Toyota, Honda, etc.
Okay, the next question is from Mr. Mahesh Atal. Yes, sir, you are allowed to talk.
Hi, sir.
Right.
Good set of numbers. I am fairly new to the company, tracking it for the very first time. So, sorry if I would ask a very basic question. So, I would like to know more about, sir, how much of our business comes from the EV side and how much is from the IC side?
So EV and ICE revenue breakup, I will have to get back because we have not, I don't remember currently that percentage, but definitely EV is not very high currently because only few companies are making pure EV in India. So that through our IR, we'll get back to you on that question.
Fair enough. That's all right, sir. Second would be, sir, if I see your margin, sir, you are we are basically running in line with what auto ancillaries who are supplying to the large OEMs make. It's generally hard to cross a double-digit margin when you are a OEM player. So do we see these margins to be standardized, like maybe maintained below double-digit or somewhere around lower double digit? How should we see the margins if the business goes up from here? Maybe you add another few customers, as you said in the previous answer. So how do we see the margin profile going down?
So you are talking of EBITDA or PAT?
It's EBITDA, sir.
So EBITDA, we are already in a sweet spot of 12-13% EBITDA. So our target is to go to 14-15%, whereas as you already said, that double-digit EBITDA is quite in line with the ancillary suppliers. So definitely, as the business scale, we will grow, though that EBITDA percentage will also improve on our economic of scale.
What's the CapEx guidance for the FY27, sir?
So for FY27, we have already ordered some machines and automation and productivity increase equipments. So, which should be around 12 to 20 crores.
Okay. And where do you see, sir, if I may ask you in a general parlance, because you're on driver's seat there. So if I would ask you on a general parlance that where does Cellovrap see its growth coming from? I mean, where do you see the growth coming in FY27, FY28 on the numbers part? I mean, what gives you that confidence that the growth is ahead of us?
So as earlier, we already have certain businesses which has been allotted, and the order book is there, which is under development, and the vehicle SOP happens, it will impact our sales growth to the order book what we have. So which generally the development cycle time is around 18 to 24 months for our component. It means if, for example, I get a business today, it will take 2 years to actualize on the
Delivery.
delivery.
Okay. And sir, if that is right, then if I'm understanding it correctly, then what I am understanding from what you have said right now is the much of business that we are going to get in FY27, FY28, the prototypes of it have been already approved by your OEM guys. Is it right to assume that?
For 27 and 28, maybe, yes.
Okay, and you are
Under,
just
it's under
now.
prototype.
Okay,
Is
and
testing
they.
is another thing.
What would be the numbers that would come from those prototype designs that have already been approved?
It should be a good 50-60 crore.
And what would be the concentration of our customers, sir? Like top 10 customers would be contributing to our revenue today?
Yes. Top
Good,
10,
sir.
the new business or the current top 10?
The current top 10.
I think the current top 10 contributes around what, 50% of our revenue, 50-55%.
Oh, okay. And with current line of machinery that we are having, sir. Now coming to the machinery, what all products we can enter into, or where do you see the traction coming from with the companies now moving their capex towards the EV a lot, and with the government focus also shifting? So do we see that our machinery being capable of handling that kind of order book also?
Yeah. So we have generally the injection molding machines which you just need a different kind of a tool, and you can produce not only for automotive but for white good, for household, anything related to plastic. In this setup, you can do that. But our specialization is in automotive. So we are well known over there, and with the goodwill, we follow that route on a much broader scale. But even that's one product line of ours. Is there are other 5-6 product lines what we are doing, which also gives us the edge as to our customer, where we can give them a big portfolio for their requirement.
Suppose if I would like to know more about your product line, sir, where to go and where to search for the product on ground? I mean, what would be the right place to search, whether it would be through distributors
No, it's
or.
not, there is no distributor involved in this. It's all ancillary, directly manufactured. I
It's
think,
all B2B, it's not B2C
yeah,
that
no,
you're
there's
not
zero.
going to replacement market as of
No,
now.
zero, zero, zero. Our products are not that kind where it goes into replacement market. It's only once the car is accidental or it's scrapped, then it's gone. Otherwise, our products. So in the, I think you must have got the presentation of our investor. Then in
Yeah,
that,
that's.
so that our products line are mentioned over there. We have like 5 product lines, like plastic injection molding, PU foam molding, foam label sticker production, screen sealing parts, and EPP molding. So these are the 5 categories which we are approved for our OEM customers.
So that means our business growth would be much linked to our link the growth of the OEMs actually, indeed, right?
Yes.
All right, sir. I think that's it from my side. Thank you for patiently answering all my questions.
Thank you.
So the next question in the Q&A box we have is, so the investor just want to confirm the 260 to 270 crore would the peak revenue with the given installed capacity of 37 injection molding?
You can say it, but maybe we will be like, we are adding 4 or 5 more machines, so it will include that also.
Okay, the next question is, which product has the highest market share?
This is for us or
Yes, for sale.
1 second. Injection molding is the highest contributor.
Okay, so the next question is, sir, what is the rationale behind the increased EBITDA margin of 13% to 15% in FY27?
So we are working on that margin hard to improve by productivity increase, by sale increase also with overheads will not increase so much, which will affect this margins. As I told earlier also, the geopolitical scenario and the reimbursement from our customers due to increase of this cost leaves a very, very vital, will play a very vital role to achieve these margins, where we are working, well, team is working very hard on that.
The water shield.
So Water Shield is a product which is used in the door trim of the car to prevent some flutter noise and water leakage coming inside the vehicle.
Okay, I request the participants to write the question in the Q&A box or raise their hand for asking the questions.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. Sir, why is our receivables going? I mean, why have we it been doubled in last 2 years? If I see your receivables as on 31st March 26, vis-a-vis 31st March 24, it's almost doubled. So what is the reason behind it? Given the fact that you are supplying to the OEMs, and there must be some defined,
There is a definitely defined, but there has been a increase in sale also, so that has also increased the receivables.
What is the time, sir, with the general time that you get your payments out? And
30 to 90 days, and the export which is around 150 days because of the payment terms are from the goods received at the customer plant.
how much of our business comes from exports, sir?
23%.
Okay, so the growth that you have pointed out is also going to come from the export side.
Yes. Yes.
And any guidance on the debt, sir, you are having currently? I mean, what is the debt? Are you comfortable with the debt that you're having today? Or do you see that debt levels going up in the future?
Definitely, currently we are fine with the debt levels, and if we have to grow further, the debt will also be a source of fund requirement. So
Sir,
that
in all our product lines, are there any few products where we are oligopoly or duopoly,
so
that
so
kind of
Monopoly nowadays
monopoly?
is nothing there in auto industry, but definitely Water Shield is the product where we command a good 60-70% market share in India.
Oh, across all the OEMs.
Yeah.
And what would be the cost per vehicle for that component?
So it varies from 100 rupees to 1,000 rupees, depending on the size, our quality requirement, product requirement, and other things.
Again, I would like to come back to the same thing which I find with all the auto ancillary companies who are supplying to OEM, sir. Why we are not able to go to the replacement market? I mean,
So our
is it
no.
that pact with the company that we are having, or because the design is being given by the company, so you are not authorized to deal that in the market?
So
How exactly?
that is also a case, but our product, what we are making, is not a aftermarket friendly product. Is
Yeah,
there?
but then you can always do some other products, like, because I could see that there is a lot of, there's a change in consumer mindset where a lot of guys, they just go for, renovating their cars. Maybe in that segment, if you have tried, if I
So
may
that,
not.
those are very niche, and for that you don't get those kind of volumes and other things. So we have never tried on that side of the market.
Fair enough, sir. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, we have received some question in the Q&A box, sir. So what kind of PAT margins can we expect on the top line guidance of 10 to 15%?
I think it's very difficult to say currently, but definitely we are, and we have to maintain and keep improving on the PAT margins. But 10 to 15% will give some benefit, but very difficult to quantify that at the moment.
Okay, so the next question is, what is the percent of export in the order book of 275 crore?
Around 40-45%.
So the next question is from Utsav. So other than ancillary component in your basket, are there other major components, the visible one from outside, you are planning to make?
Well, I didn't understand this second part of the question. I didn't get on the other major components visible one from outside.
Okay.
You mean to say for ancillary only or for some other market? So there are other visible components which we are trying to do some technical tie-up or other things with the companies who are expert in that. For example, they could be called kinematic parts, ambient lighting, another NVH solution. There are two, three products which are in our mind to pitch and sell.
Okay, so as there are no further questions in the Q&A box, so I would like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
So thank you all for joining today and for your continued trust and support. We remain confident in our strategy and committed to delivering long-term value. We look forward to keeping you updated on our progress in the quarters ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Cellerup Industries Limited and the management team, we thank all the participants for joining today's earnings call. A replay will be made available on the company's investor relations website. You may disconnect your lines. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you.